It has been an honor for me to have had the opportunity to chat with Mary Jo Copeland in person and on the radio many, many times. I don't know where you start with Mary, from her private audience with Pope Francis, the Presidential Citizen Award, everything she has done with Sharing and Caring Hands, Mary's place, her devotion to helping individuals out every single day of her life. She truly is the best of the best. And Mary is here. Like all our guests, she is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Mary, yesterday, I started getting one text and another text saying, I'm hearing some concerns about Mary Jo Copeland and her health. And I was frightened. And I was scared, and I went down to the newsroom, and I asked them. And then my producer, Dave Harrigan, who you just chatted with, he jumped on. Where did you go? Right to the Sharing and Caring Hands website?
Right on their website. Boom, there it was.
And it said, contrary to a Facebook page report, Mary Jo Copeland is fine and healthy and is the same as ever, and I'm sure is working extraordinarily hard. So I don't know why some pathetic individual would raise your health and that you may have left us, but I'm fairly confident that the individual I'm talking to right now is with me, and her name is Mary Jo Copeland.
Well, Chad, this is the best day of my life. I got a chance to hear you with you. You know, I'm on top of the world and still climbing, and some people don't understand that, but I am. And I got to tell you, I promised God I'd finish his work. And I've been here 40 years this coming May. And I think his work is nowhere near done. And so I keep going. And I've never, ever can believe someone could say something. Doesn't really matter because I'm right here.
Yes. Okay. How did this happen, Mary? Did somebody approach you and say, Mary, you should know what's going on right now? Did they tell you about this?
Yeah, yesterday the calls started coming through at the building. They were taking them across the street. I don't pay much attention to it. I've got people to help. I don't get into all that nonsense. So finally, when they told me this morning, they said, Mary, we can't stop the calls. And I said, well, I'm not dead. I don't. It just is some pathetic person that has nothing else to do, Chad.
It's gross.
I mean, I am fine, and I'm going to be fine. I'm going to keep going and taking care of the people that are broken where I'm meant to be. All this stuff goes on around my back. I pay no little attention to it. The effort is what God called me to do. Take care of the people. You're responsible for the effort, not the outcome, and move on. And that way, I don't take it home. A lot of brokenness, though, Chad. I've never seen anything like it. I will say that.
Well, I don't want to belabor this part of it, but it shows the love that all of us have for you, that so many people reached out to Mary's Place, to Sharing and Caring Hands, and we're concerned. So, health-wise, are you 81 right now? Is that correct? Do I have that?
I'll be 81 right now. I'll be 82 in October.
Okay.
And my health, I mean, I got to tell you, my vitals are good. A little arthritis, but, I mean, that doesn't kill you.
No. No. When is your birthday, Mary? When in October?
October 23rd, I'll be 82 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And you know, Chad, I've never stopped. 40 years I'll be here in May. It's on the envelope. I've been 40 years, and I've never stopped. I won't even take a vacation. Oh, I take a little time on Friday on the weekend, but nothing else. Uh-uh. I'm very devoted to what needs to be done in this world. And I don't pay attention to all this and that. It's my attention to what I'm called to do. And if we pushed our attention in what we're called to do, we wouldn't have so much time for other things.
Yeah, that's,
I hate to say it, but it's true.
Very well stated. Okay. On your birthday, do you have certain traditions? The family comes over, friends come over. How does this play out?
I never really make a big deal out of my birthday. I'm not going to say it. I don't. I don't make a big deal out of my birthday. I spend a lot of time in prayer, and I just thank God he's given me 82 years. And we have a cake, maybe, and things like that. But I don't make I'm grateful for the years and the health God has given me. And I guess that's what I would say about my birthday, that I can stay down here every day of my life and not worry about what the world thinks and be devoted to what God's called me to do. In God's will is my peace, it should be in everybody else's peace, but my birthday is special to me that God has taken care of me all these years.
This is the amazing Mary Jo Copeland who's with us. She joins this show normally yearly. We're still going to reach out to you on Christmas time, Mary. So we still want to chat. Let's make sure that happens. When you see, and there's so many great things happening in life, and I want us to emphasize that, but when you see the other struggles in life, how do you balance that with the hard work, the dedication, and your belief in God and what you're doing?
I think, Chad, how I'm able to do that is I've had enough of my suffering in my life. I don't go on about the world, doesn't have to know nothing. But from that suffering, that's made me strong, and it's made me realize how many people need hope. When people find hope, they find peace. And my greatest joy is to watch the people that come here and actually leave with a smile or actually say, you brought me hope. I mean, there's so many times that I'll sit here in a day and I'll realize that it's a joy to see people who are hurting, who have lost housing, who can't afford food, and still be able to smile and say thank you. I guess the greatest joy, that's what I say. When people, I'll say it again to the world, if people find hope, they find peace. When people find hope, they find hope. They find peace. And you can't, anybody can't acknowledge that because I watch it every day. Families coming in and they're losing housing because the rents went high and their job doesn't pay enough. I mean, and so I work little by little, one by one, and we're responsible again for the effort, not the outcome. You put your heart, everybody says they feel bad. I can't do this. I can't do that. Do something. You have to worry about the outcome. That's in God's hands. What we do is what our hands, what, if we don't do it, then we can feel bad. We got to do something.
Can I get you to amplify that a little bit? And the Mary Jo's with us. I donate every year. I would encourage you to do it. Sharing and Caring Hands. You can find it online. There's so many different ways to help, including volunteering, donating clothes, whatever you want to do. This is an amazing organization. So when a family comes in, including maybe tomorrow, maybe it's later today, okay. Mary, and
all right.
It's a mom and dad and two kids, and they are
all right, okay.
facing extraordinary challenges, and they need a good meal, and they need a place to stay, and they're trying to find hope at that point. How do you try to bring that back into their life?
Well, you know, if I have rooms over there, which I have a couple left, not too many, I usually ask a little bit about their history. I have people running the computers and things, and I ask them. And one thing I ask you, I hope you don't smoke because I can't stand it. Don't smoke in the room. But I mean, I ask
That's fine.
I mean, it's the truth. I can't. So if they say, no, we don't smoke, I say, well, they do a room check every day. I have some sisters from Nigeria that work with me, so they do the room checks. And I always say, you know, whatever happened in your life yesterday, don't take too much time in putting yesterday. We just have today. And I look at them and I say, I think I have a room. We run their computer, bring her over there.
Mm-hmm.
When they get over there, I sit down with them. You know, I talk with them a little bit, pray with them. And then I give them the room. But in the meantime, I talk to the kids. I give them each a couple of dollars. The kids they have a teen center, Chad, and the kids just love that. But the hope is coming when I've said, I can take you. You should see the smile on your face. I can't help the world, but there's a certain, if I have some rooms left and I feel that they can watch their children and keep the rules, mm-hmm. I just can't have people not able to manage their lives and their kids.
Right.
But I pretty much can look at that and be able to make that decision. And then we give them a little time. The man has to work. I can't have people sitting in the building, sleeping all day. So you give them a couple weeks to find a job. And a lot of times, you know, they can find some simple jobs. Maybe they left a big job, but I said, do something. And I make them save money so they learn how to budget. They save money. And it's so nice to see
them.
So
accountability is a part of this, right? It's, okay, we're going to help you, but we're also going to try to help you on what you need to get, you know, the phrase we use a lot, back in your feet and position in a better way.
Yeah, because an accountability to me, if you give people free housing, except ask them to save a little bit of money, they've got to be accountable for that chance they've been given. And so we have advocates. I'm the one that does the intake. And then I send them over, and I've got advocates, you know, young college people working with these people. But if I don't see that happening after a month and a half or 2 months, then that isn't the place for them. Mm-hmm. Normally, people come in, even if they work at McDonald's, it's some accountability. You know what I mean? I mean, they have to learn worth ethics. And some people don't have a worth ethic. They've never been brought up as kids learn what they live, Chad. And I feel bad when a family has to go, or I have to say, no, you've been smoking in the room. I'm sorry. No, we can't have that here. There's too much asthma over here. And I'm pretty strong with it. I mean, I have a compassionate heart, but I've also got enough judgment and common sense to know you can't let people walk on you.
That is 100% correct. It's such a good point that you make it. You can be compassionate. You can be empathetic. You can be loving, but you can be accountable, and you can be strong. And all of those can come together. I just want to encourage people again, sharingandcaringhands.org. Amazing pictures. Here you are with the Pope. I'm looking at that picture right there. And there's a way where people can donate. They can volunteer. Now, here's another one I hear, Mary, that because you have such a fantastic location just on the edge of downtown, that there are entrepreneurs who come to you and say, we want to buy your land. We want to find a new location for you, but we want you to move so we can develop this. Would you ever move from that spot, or is it just too entrenched in what you and everybody's been doing? And also the fact that you know people will look for this location to find you if they need help.
Chad, in my lifetime, I'm not selling this place to anybody. And I had to deal with some people that wanted to buy it, and they're not going to buy it. This was God's work, and I built it. I worked every single penny has been bought as building. I don't owe nothing. I've got the money I need. I mean, with the help of the community, of course, I've had the money to make a difference in the lives of others. But no,
right.
This is nothing that I would ever. And as much as they say they want to make me a nice new facility, I think it's a lot to do with wanting to control this area. Oh, yeah. It's bad enough they're building a light rail out here. It's enough to drive me crazy. If you were working over here, you'd have quit. The light rail is a mess, you know, because the construction has been hard. But I'm not moving myself. I'm staying right where I am. It's a beautiful facility. It's well kept up. It's clean. And it's safe. And bottom line is, this is where I'm staying until God calls me. When his work is done, he will. I'll disappear just like you will. But we're not disappearing, and I'm going to go nowhere.
No, I'm going nowhere right now. Mary,
I doubt it.
You're amazing. And this city, this state, this country, and the world is better because you're here. I mean that 100%. You are.
Thank you, Chad. It's a wonderful compliment.
And you are so devoted. And I also love that you're tough, that you are kind, compassionate. But by the way, get off your butt. Find a way to get going. And you hold folks accountable. And I'm with you. No smoking. Come on. Smoke somewhere else.
I can't stand on accountability. When I go over there in the morning and found out they've been there for a month and you haven't got to work, what have you done? I mean, I can't see 100 units a day, but I go over every morning for a while. And I say, what have you done? Lay in bed and sleep? That doesn't help your kids. Doesn't give them a role model. Get up and I'll give you 2 weeks to get a job. Oh, yeah. And I do feel sorry. By the same token, I'm going to feel sorry if I get that family out and somebody comes in and we'll be accountable. Oh, right. Yeah, Chad.
Because you have so many people who will show up. That if somebody's going to stay, and it's not that you're mean about it, you need to make room for others and give people the opportunity to feel that love. Mary, a pleasure. The happiest of birthdays. Find just, even 5-10 minutes of the day for yourself.
I will.
To appreciate yourself. Thank you so much for coming on. And I know you're going to be around for, I'm saying, another 40, 50 years.
Thank you, Chad. Everybody's praying. I pray for my long life, 100 years, but I don't know if that's going to happen, Chad.
It's going to happen.
Maybe we could talk again over Christmas, but I got to tell you something. Everybody that supported, thanks for the community. I have to say it because it's the truth. Everybody must love what I'm doing here because I don't take government funds, and we're not going to talk about government because I've never taken any. But the money is poured in, and it continues to because I give it to the poor. I don't take anything. So that's the bottom line.
Sharingandcaringhands.org. That's how you donate. The amazing Mary Jo Copeland. You heard her right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.